Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover, a stud, the greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really, really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
underscore NEED underscore go to get underscore 15% off. Once more, that's promo code underscore NEED underscore 4 underscore 15% off.
I don't think you should have to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not
a hyphen or a dash.
It's just
that's
a
an underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man.
You can hear something? I don't hear anything.
All the headphones is dead.
Oh, all the headphones dead?
Well, I mean, they're just not on right now. There you go. I mean, it would have worked out either way. You know, we're professional radio people now.
You hear it? I don't hear anything.
You don't hear nothing? Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm such a professional.
Yeah.
You can't hear anything. I'll just talk. Because when they come into the show, they're expecting to hear talk.
Yes, yeah,
what's okay. Going on, people? Welcome back to No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy.
And I'm the great
Temple,
boy.
And this is
No another, Need for Apologies.
What's the word you always say?
Splendiferous,
Jesus
nigga.
Jesus Christ. Splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
What is that, a mixture of what?
Splendid and fantastically indifferent.
That's splendid. Not what you said the last no. time. I swear.
Splendiferous is like marvelous and splendid mixed together.
Okay.
Something like that, right? Just having a good time.
That's black folks always mixing some shit together, man.
Who's our guest? Bring on our lovely guests.
Yeah, we got lovely guests this week, man.
Hey.
What's going on?
Miss Nina Carufa, how you doing,
sweetheart? Hi, how are you guys?
Good
welcome,
to see you.
Welcome. First timer here on No Need.
First timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting. The shirt is not a part of
the top, name, right?
Is it?
I don't know. It was the first clean thing I saw.
I like how you put it. It kind of went together.
Yeah. That shit fucked me up for a second.
I was like, oh.
I was kind of just like, I'll just wear this, whatever.
Way to fucking accessorize.
The color, that stripe, that's what makes it look like it's all one piece of.
Yeah, because go up into the kimono or whatever.
Yeah, well, so. I wear whatever and then I match my hijab at the end.
Hijab. Right. I'm fucked.
Because I have to iron it, because if my hijab is wrinkled, it ruins my day.
Yeah, that's probably bad. To have a wrinkled hijab, right? That's
like
it's like equivalent to having a bad hair day.
I've seen a wrinkled hijab.
I've never seen
it. Our flag is very wrinkled in the background.
I've seen Philly chicks put the phone in it.
Yeah,
but I've never seen one.
Mine's too loose for that. But like, if a girl's having a bad hair day, you could tell because she looks a mess. If my hijab is wrinkled, I'm a fucking mess.
Oh shit!
Can you please see if there's any pictures of people in wrinkled hijabs?
Bring up wrinkled hijab.
H-I-J-A-B, right?
Yeah, H-I-J-A-B.
Wrinkled. Holy shit.
Speaking of hijabs, you're a boxer, right? So
we'll use the term loosely, but yes.
Oh, come on, you're training.
Yeah, I'm training for a fight.
Oh, okay, cool.
It'll be my first
fight. What, like a real fight?
An amateur fight, yeah.
Okay.
With the headgear or no?
You always wear the headgear,
right?
I think
you have to wear a headgear for an amateur.
Oh, okay. I never understood.
And guys have to wear cups.
I don't trust girls that like to get punched in the face.
You'd be surprised. It's honestly not that bad.
It's not about whether it hurts or not. It's the fact that you like it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't like it. It's just...
Well, that's what you're trying to...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know you're risking that, getting hit in the face.
Yeah, I've gotten hit plenty of times.
Right. But I'm just saying, like... Would you go bare knuckle in the streets with another girl?
I've never been in a fight outside of a ring, so I don't know how I would react. Like,
really?
I've never hit anybody because I'm just like, it's not my style. But a girl also has never hit me because I would hit her back if she hit me first.
Okay.
But like a girl has never hit me before, so I don't really know what I would do in a situation like that.
I don't ever see Muslim girls fighting me.
I'd be seeing the videos where they be connecting with the trainer on the pad. I'd be seeing that. They be coming through, all the shit is all frothy.
Other than that, I've never seen like for that look to be, especially when it's all black, it feels aggressive sometimes, but it's like it's never violent with the women. It should be, though.
I mean,
how do Muslim women solve their differences?
Yeah.
With lawyers, because we're bougie. Like, call my lawyer. I'm not going to break a nail.
Holy shit.
Like, if a girl ever came at me, I'd be like, I'll have my lawyer contact you, and we could just deal with this in, like, civil court, because, like, my nails are a thing.
So, boxing, so...
But it's a sport, though. Like, that's... It's not, like, a violent thing.
I get it. You're just trying to stay in shape.
But, of course, we're men, and we're dumb men, so we're automatically thinking, like, boxing... Chicken fight.
It wasn't like I didn't go into it like wanting to fight. I just did it for like cardio.
Okay.
Because it was the only gym open in my area during COVID because I had gained a lot of weight.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you just started the boxing?
Yeah, I started like 9-10 months ago.
Oh, you're a COVID boxer.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a COVID boxer. Right. That's
more,
so funny.
Are you more like confident in other areas of your life as a result?
Yeah.
Because I want my girl to die, and I think girls need to hit something. I think that's a
y'all
big
need to
thing.
Hit something.
Girls don't get enough contact sports like when we're little. So girls don't really get that, what do you call that shit? When you get it out of your system? What is like it called?
It's called Jennifer Lopez is enough. You got to get that enough out.
I've never done any sport in high school. I've never been in, this is the first time in my whole life I've been in shape.
Right. So what was your release before? Or did you not have one?
I didn't really have one. I guess
COVID changed
I guess it
everybody.
Was comedy, but like I had gained a lot of weight also because right before COVID I broke my foot. So I was already quarantining before it was quarantine. So I gained like 20 pounds.
Oh,
and then I'm like, oh shit, none of my cute outfits fit me. I'm depressed. So I'm like, I'm not gonna get lipo, so I'm like, fuck it, let me just go to the gym and stop being a fat ass.
Yeah,
so I joined that little gym, and it turned out to be a fight club, not really like a gym, and all my siblings were making fun of me, like, you're gonna get your ass kicked. So it became like an ego thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then I'm like, you know what, fuck you guys, I'm gonna get like really good at it, and I'm gonna show you. So it's been like a very like random thing in
I'll
my
show
life.
You
yeah
I'll
I
show
swear
you.
It's that but I'm not that bad. I've taken a couple L's sparring, but
that's what sparring is for—to take
the
L's.
Because my sister's a cop, my family's all like very athletic, and
hold on, sister's a cop.
Unfortunately, fuck the police.
Don't
whisper that.
Wait,
don't you dare
whisper
that shit.
Hold on.
Fuck them police.
Except my sister.
I don't know fuck the police shit because I think there's something going on here that these girls are getting aggressive later on in life. All right,
okay. All right, let's dig deep.
A cop is pretty aggressive. Where's your sister a cop at?
In New Jersey.
Oh shit! What part? Newark. Say Newark.
No, not Newark. That's shit. I'm
now. No, they got that was weird. But I'm just saying, like, all right, she's already running around, so the sister's getting some action.
Yeah.
Who? How many beats. Of you is it? How many?
We're
of you
four
is
siblings.
Four?
I'm the youngest.
Okay.
What and the black sheep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because
okay,
you're the boxer.
Okay.
Well,
no,
because
I'm the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
My other sister did life perfectly. She dropped out of school and married rich.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
she's chilling. They just closed on a house today, actually, this morning. So congratulations if you're listening.
All right.
So she's nice and rich. And then my brother just got married a couple months ago, and he's about to have a baby soon, so.
Oh, yeah, you the outlier to the group.
How?
I'm the only single one.
How? Wait. Those sound, I ain't no disrespect to you, that sound boring as shit.
It is boring.
Yeah,
that sounds boring as shit.
They're all married and have houses
like,
and
like shit, yeah.
That's the quintessential do that. But now you took a step.
Yeah. So they always have to like have a basement.
My
ready.
Sister is having a fight. Like my sister's going to get in a ring and fight. If your sister was getting a fight after school, that was pretty exciting.
No, my sister's getting in a ring for an amateur.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like
job, jab.
My parents were like, it's not enough. You go and you go on stage and talk about dick. You have to go and fight. I'm like, sorry guys.
Yeah,
like
man,
it is what it is.
Life, yeah.
I'm just gonna fight one time though, and I'm gonna make sure to win so I could retire undefeated.
That's what you say. I said the same thing. I think when I started running, I ran like my first 5K. I was like, I just want to see if I could do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm like half marathon in, and I don't even know what the fuck I'm training for now. It's retarded.
That's why I'm auditioning for commercials because I just want to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
Training for life.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of commercial you won't do?
Commercial that I won't do. Well, I just turned down a cat commercial.
Cat commercial?
I was supposed to be laying like a cat because we're all addicted to the couch now. So all of our positions as humans look like the positions of cats laying on couches. I was like, fuck you. What?
What?
Yeah, so now I, you know, so I just want to get on a commercial while I'm on a TV show. So the TV show's on, goes to commercial break. I'm in the commercial, then I go back to the show. I just want to see if I can actually do this.
His goals are different. They make sense, but they don't.
But 5K, whatever the fuck. That's nice.
But,
get your run on.
Running
fuck
is,
them
running is
you a cat?
Hard.
You a cat lady?
I am a cat lady.
Oh, yeah?
I love cats.
So would you have fucked with this commercial?
Depends what the pay would have been.
See that? That's right. That's that money. Cash rules everything
around. Sorry, like, how much
am
I going
to say sorry on this show?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Now you say sorry to say not sorry. Uh-huh. No need for apologies.
10 punches to the face. Natalie, get the boxing gloves.
I've said no to gigs, and then when they tell me how much I'm going to get paid, I'm like, you know what? It honestly sounds like such a great time.
Oh, yeah. You a whore.
Yeah.
I live alone, and I'm a poor comedian, okay?
Oh, you whored out to the gay. I'm just fucking around.
My parents and all my, they're like waiting for me to just give them that I'm going to move back home phone call because they think I'm helpless.
So, okay, how long have you been doing comedy?
2 years.
Oh, you got a while.
Man. I know.
You're doing.
I do have a day job, though.
That's good. So. You're going to need one. I had a day job for a very, very long time, but no, keep
don't
believing.
Don't talk about it on stage, though.
Don't,
you ever talk. So, they may work. Which I don't understand why white people call it my work. It's the job, white people. It's the job.
I've heard that. So I'm at my work. Yeah, yeah, I get you. No.
I do talk about work because I used to work at Fox News.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I have a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's ironic.
Yeah.
Fox News don't like niggas like you. They don't.
Yeah, but the staff all is really cool. It's just the hosts that are crazy.
Okay, I figured.
Like, all the producers are all super liberal. They're all... It's a very diverse
so
place.
So it's all an act.
Yeah.
All a fucking gas, nigga.
Or it's the fact that liberal people don't really mean it. Like, liberal people will be liberal.
Also, that too.
But will go to work and help the right spread their propaganda.
That's pretty crazy, bro.
That's like if I'm a blood, but I'm like, all right... I'm just going to teach yoga to the Crips on Thursdays.
It's literally like that.
They need a little bit of help, and I need money. Yeah. Like, pick a side, motherfucker. Like,
oh, but people also just pick a side that is trending to make their image look better. It's not authentic. So it's like all media is bullshit. Both sides.
I think girls pick a side to you know, based on what's trending. And I think dudes pick a side based on what the girl that they want to fuck feels like.
I agree. I literally agree.
Dudes never cared about nothing.
You know how many guys that like tried to like date me that I was like not having it, but like with me, oh my God, like I've been thinking and like Islam is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I swear. And I'm like, bitch, you're 35. You just realized now that like you want to change your religion.
Islam is beautiful.
I swear.
Islam was pussy in that part.
Literally.
You might as well just say, your pussy is beautiful.
I made it to a meme and I was like confused. And I was like, when he says he wants to convert, but you were just bored.
Yeah, like, man.
Yeah, man. You remember that episode of Fresh Prince when Will married the girl just so he could fuck?
It was a dude in my neighborhood like that, man, in Southwest Philadelphia. There was this white dude that was in the hood, this Muslim chick, and he was all akied out, son. Like, it was crazy.
Akied out.
The cool freak. It was so... And I mean, he was just right there in the hood, like, just like, you know, and I'm just like, go ahead. But we all definitely looked at it like, yo, that girl got some killer.
Killer.
Like,
killer.
My man changed religions and moved to the hood, like, on some dog.
She got that mosque pussy.
This isn't what being Muslim is about. Like, she just added you to poverty, nigga. Like, there are rich Muslims. You didn't have to come here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You could have went to Dubai, nigga. You could have went somewhere. You in the hood?
That shit had
a Muslim girl.
it's fucking funny.
I respect him, you know,
the hustle.
That nigga hit them with the coming to America. Yes, I renounce my throne. Right?
This white man renounced his throne for this Muslim girl. This shit is crazy.
It's super funny.
You want me to give it up right now? I will. From this day forward, I renounce my throne.
Guys be like,
yeah, that's that. Ugh. Yeah, so you've had someone offer you to change. That's the way they opened up. Have you had more than one guy do something like that?
You'd be surprised. It's so funny.
It's
and
not
it's
black
like,
guys, is it?
It's some black guys.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
I usually only like talk to Arabs or black guys. Those are like, I don't, I mean,
you go for
racist.
I'm
just fucking around.
I get it.
You're in New York.
Or you Arab.
You're in New York, so you won't
terrorist
go outside
level.
of
the terrorist level black, so you fuck with
I dated a terrorist once.
Oh! Really? Shit, let's talk.
I mean,
about it. Like mid-level PG. Like
no, we were just talking, and then like I just like found out like who his family is. And
oh
I'm like,
shit! Okay.
Damn. So that makes you a terrorist just by association.
Well, no, I didn't know until like after we stopped talking because he was an asshole.
Okay.
So then like weeks
Most
later,
most terrorists I hear are assholes.
But that's also but the only time you can see it is when you done talking to him.
Yeah.
When you was with him, you was just like
I was. Like, I was telling one of my friends about him. They're like, "Wait, what's
he's
his
such
name?
A leader in his community. Like people look up to him.
He's
like
very passionate. About he's very God forward. He's always
he knows a lot.
Wait, we're friends. I'm not petty. I'm whatever he calls me.
I'm just fucking with you, babe. But that shit is, that is how girls
he's
be.
He's got
man.
Blueprints of like planes and buildings all over his room. He got, this motherfucker always got like a van full of tanks of gas. Yeah, I love him though. I'm just
he's really nice to me.
Yeah, that's all y'all want is a nigga to treat you good.
As long as you're nice to me.
But
fucking Pablo Escobar.
Who else is
going
to be, who else is going to be better to you than a terrorist?
Yeah.
Like a terrorist or an evil villain is the best husband you can ever have. Let's admit, like, no one else is going to give you fucking jewels and shit and just laugh evilly with you at night.
Honestly, like, I blame my mom. She keeps telling me to try to, like, find someone and settle down. So, like, I started talking to, like, a bunch of Arab guys, and they were all worse than each other. And I'm like, you see, mom, this is why I don't want to get married. Look what you threw me into.
I fuck with it.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't care anymore.
All right, now, let me ask you this, because it seems like it's two different types of swags, and I'm not going to pry too deep into your dating life, but who's better, whose swag is better to you, Arab men or black men?
It's very similar, and that's why
get the fuck out. Really?
I mean, it depends what kind of Arab. Obviously, if you're talking about like a fob-ass motherfucker who like just came and doesn't speak English.
Hold on, what's
fresh
a fob?
Off the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you talk about like an Arab like that, obviously.
Can you please?
Well, fresh off,
I just
want to
see
boats.
What does a fob Arab look like?
The guys
like
who like
typical,
the guys who are at like the halal guys.
Yeah.
Like that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, the lamb over rice, motherfuckers.
Yeah, a lot of them are Arab. Some of them are.
They do have swag, and they're very comfortable to be in those little
sweatsuits. Them motherfuckers wear sweatsuits.
But not only that, like they're never threatened. Like you could come up goon. We used to go to the carts like hood up, 2 a.m. You know what I mean?
Fob life.
Oh no,
that's
somebody.
Funny. That's my friend in by the green screen. That's hilarious.
That's great. Fob life.
Yeah, but they don't like cower like from like a bunch of
alpha.
Black dudes coming up to the cart in the middle of the night. They're just like, "What do you want?" You're like, "Oh shit, okay." I'm
they chop up the chicken meat too. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well,
I'm talking about like Arab Americans. It's very similar.
Okay.
To that you guys have similar qualities, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Over beards,
definitely shape ups, yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. That's why I always felt like white guys, like Arabs were like white guys with good shape ups. Because they got good hair, but they get cuts like we get cuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they wear a lot of jewelry.
They get the lines.
You don't see too many white dudes with the jewelry, but Arab dudes, brown dudes always have like a little bit of necklace or some shit going
because
on.
Because gold,
you know what I mean?
The contrast of gold on brown is nice.
Also, you guys like understand differences in life, lifestyle, cultures, things like that.
Oh,
different foods, different languages, where like most other races, white people, don't like, really understand or care. Like they'll think it's cool and exotic at first, and then they'll be like, "Oh, this is too much."
Absolutely,
I want to go get apple pie and shit. Like,
well, apple pie.
You know?
What about the other way? What about in the Orient, the Asian, the Southeast Asian? You get
they fuck with y'all? No.
I don't think an Asian has ever tried to date me, so maybe they don't like my kind.
Wow.
I don't know.
All right. What's your Instagram? Amazing.
Like
her DMs. Shoot your shot.
Oh, no, don't DM me. I get so many DMs.
I just want I feel like Asians would be good at it because, like, you know, they'll study first. They'll figure out exactly what
they always do their research. It's always research behind that to figure out what Nina's into.
Have we ever seen an Asian dude as a romantic lead? I know we get Jackie Chan doing some dumb shit every now and again. But
when Jet Li was courting Aaliyah in Romeo Must Die, that might be the only... Is that too... That's not
he
you
doesn't
doing.
Get.
You don't know Romeo Must Die. None of y'all niggas know Romeo Must Die.
Oh, you don't know that either?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27! Ah,
no need for
apologies. Nah, no need for apologies. I'm showing my fucking age. I forgot. I'm here with a bunch of goddamn kids. Jet Li.
I'm like a young-minded 27-year-old, though.
Which
like,
means
like, what's that mean? So you're like 16?
You literally. Fucking SpongeBob shit. Yeah, man. Me.
Just so you know, in my search engine, I have Romeo Must Die Final Scene, so we've done this before.
Yeah.
You've done this before.
That's how old.
No, seriously, like my girl is like that. My girl is younger than me, nigga. My girl speaks mostly in TikToks, nigga.
Damn.
Like it is
TikTok.
It is scary. Like I be like, should we be fucking? You know what I mean? everything.
I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, but everything starts with like, all right, so this one TikTok, like, or no, like, I've seen this one TikTok, and no. I'm like,
I love TikTok.
I bet you do.
But it's too much of a mixture. Like, I guess girls can operate in there because y'all can hang out with kids.
Yeah.
Like, dudes can't hang out with fucking kids. Right, you know what I mean? Dude. Like, I was just at a barbecue this weekend. Somebody brought a kid. I was like, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I don't like when children pull up. Like, you can bring your dog, but don't know.
Right.
Kids don't make a party better.
Like,
I'm on the train the other day. Mexican couple, new baby. She just walking her around the train like everybody gives a fuck. And she was stopping in front of us to get a look at the kid. I'm like, if you don't get this kid out my fucking
You know
face.
What else fucks me up with the TikTok? the suggestive dances, because it's all teenage girls their bedroom. That's why I couldn't really fuck with that shit. I'm like, yeah, because the algorithm wasn't figuring me out fast enough to be like, this ain't what
this
you want.
This kind of creepy, man. I don't
the algorithm
kids
just kept pushing like, I'm a savage. Classy.
Body, big titty. Yeah, whoa, bitch, you 16.
I got a teenage daughter. Like, I know how old these bitches is.
Big titty, fat, and look, body, yaddy, all right.
I just, TikTok for me, I did well on it when I first downloaded it. Then I got a bunch of followers. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. Then I started to make a little bit of money off of it. So I'm like, fuck, let me just do it for a little bit. But it's the most sensitive community. Like, because it's a bunch of kids. Yeah. Like, Gen Z is the fucking, they're going to ruin the world. Like any little thing. Oh, are you fat shaming this? Because I'm like, oh, like I put like my weight loss journey up, and like I got a bunch of like fat phobia people like commenting that I'm like making like I should have had a trigger warning for people who are trying to like. It's fucking crazy. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I welcome that. When people are like, you should have, I'm like, no, I shouldn't have.
I like tease those people. Come back. That's the people I love to tease.
Oh my God. Well, it's too much though. There's too much. They outnumber us.
Yeah, and that's when they don't realize they become the bullies.
Yeah.
Like, they cyber bully. Like, and they cyber bully in a way that's so dangerous. Like, because what we do, what we've taught them is the most passive-aggressive thing in the world, right? Like, they'll give out someone's home address and a list of their crimes and offenses. You know what I mean?
I've seen this.
Nature take its course. Yeah. So we live in a world of, like, influencers or manipulators because, like, we're classy. We don't do it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, we'll have chicken for dinner every day. It's no problem. We don't pluck the feathers out of a chicken and cut his head off. Like, we're so past that. But we do put the order in for chicken. You know what I mean? So we're all button pushers. You know what I mean? Like, we send people to jail now. Why? Because we want them to be raped and beat up. And we just don't want to do that ourselves.
That was a little aggressive.
At the end of the day,
that's perfect.
That's all you want people to go to jail for. You don't. That's what happens. You don't want them in there. Like, you don't want them in there studying
and
like,
to learn.
People be mad.
And figure out their case.
Yeah.
When a dude hurdles over getting raped and getting beat up, the nigga's in the library.
Were you
don't like that?
You
shit?
Were pro Cosby being in jail, right? You just wanted him to be beat up, right?
No, I feel like it was just. I don't know. I had like mixed feelings on a lot of things.
Go ahead.
You know you ain't want him to get better though. Like there was no chance of him getting better at 80. You don't send a man like that to prison at 80 and then he comes out like.
His face is covered in moles.
I learned my lesson. I won't be doing that anymore. Like no, he's going in there to get beat up and raped.
Well, that's what they hoping for. That's it.
Yeah.
Cosby looked too cool getting out. I'm like, yeah, they fuck with him.
But
he was in there drinking wine.
I just like, that's what we want. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we disguise it. You know what I mean? We act like we're not crazy. I remember like when XXXTentacion
that
died and the Dina Hashim controversy. Were you around for that?
Yeah.
Oh, she made a joke about it, right?
She made a joke.
She got some heat.
And the crazy thing is, like, okay, I have a daughter. My daughter is 17 now. So, like, at this time, she was probably 15. She was a huge X fan, right? So, but she has no idea who Dina Hashim is. She don't even watch the Comedy Central. That's not even a thing that kids her age picked up. So I'm like, how the fuck did they even get a hold of the video?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I remember in defending Dina on Twitter, some of the kids threatened to come and shoot up my show at Bar 9. I'm just like, yeah, these kids are violent. They're violent. You know what I mean? Like, they're sensitive, but they all have They all have alter egos. That's the scariest thing about the kids now. They have, like, on Instagram, they have real Instagrams. And
then they'll have a spam account.
14. They got, like, 12 accounts. And I know where they learn that shit from. They learn that shit from us. Mm. Seriously, because this is what we do to kids, right? You ever seen motherfuckers do this shit? Say this is a little kid. Right. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Blocks. Blue light glasses. Oh, my God. These are my workout glasses. These are my feel-good glasses. These are my life glasses, man. These are
life glasses.
They're a lifesaver, man. Mm-hmm. They are a lifesaver. They allow me to hang out with my family.
Okay.
I couldn't do that before Blue Blocks.
Because you had to take all the stuff that made it terrible. Blue Blocks takes all the terrible out and leaves the fun in.
It's just something that just make you happy to the point where, like, they block out, like, all of the blue lights, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they block out all of the negative lights that come from, like, your phone and your mm-hmm. computer. And we look at this shit all day.
All day long.
It's sucking your mood. It's ruining your mood, people.
Ruining it.
I'm telling you, look, I know it. I don't want to be on the phone all day, but I have to be. I don't want to be on the computer all day, but I have to be because I'm a grown-up and I'm a responsible person and I can't just tell jokes for a fucking living. I got to fucking
You got to be a person.
But I still got to be happy when I go out at the end of the night.
You got to be happy.
To be funny, I got to be happy. So if I'm going to look at the computer all day.
You do good.
Yeah, if I got to look at the computer all day, I'd rather put the Blue Blocks on. That way I feel better at the end of the day for my sets, all right? So get out there. Check these things out, man. I've got the Peter Parkers. The Peter Parkers. They're like these black frame glasses with the red shit. They make me look less aggressive, but the red lenses, I'm not going to lie. People think I, like, have a vision impairment because they don't know what this shit is about. Yeah, so they give me free stuff, too. Like, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I get discounts all the time. As a matter of fact, Blue Blocks, can you send me a walking stick, please? Just, like, just send me.
I wear the Silent Cali white frame Blue Blocks. They make me look like a douche from Hollywood. But, I really appreciate Blue Blocks for blocking out the blue lights.
But do this. I want the walking stick, but I feel like they'll give it to us if you guys buy the glasses. So if you guys go to blueblocks.com and use promo code NNFA, all right, just go get some glasses, check them out, check out the thing, and then, like, tell them. Well, that lets them know you heard it from here, and then they'll maybe give me the walking stick.
Yeah, a walking stick, and I want my next glasses case to have Braille on the front so I can just.
All right, let's get back to it.
Nothing.
I think that was actually great. I think
Blue Blocks is the easiest one. You guys like the
fun?
Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't think anyone have a problem with that one at all.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it. It looks good.
Right here. And it's the adult. Welcome to adult. Be like, hey, how you doing? And how are you doing there, baby? Like, you know, so they're used to seeing us behave one way for one person and then behave another way for
the
other people.
That's wild shit.
So all kids know how to do that. Like, we all behave one way on Facebook because we know who's looking.
Yeah.
Family, church members, all that
you
shit.
Remember you old Twitter? Before it all went down, niggas was saying the most raucous shit on Twitter.
And that's why the second I started doing comedy, I deleted my Twitter account because I remember tweeting fucking crazy shit. I'm going to get canceled before I even start.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I just deleted my Twitter and I'm like, I'm not getting back on. I don't trust myself.
I know this conversation's been had to death, but I don't understand why we're canceling people for tweets. Like, it's people's thoughts. Why we don't want anybody to have negative thoughts.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Everybody has them.
Everybody got them.
Twitter's just a place to look at it. Twitter's probably the safest place to put your negative thoughts.
The safest place. Not now.
I mean, but at least it's like, Christ, it's God, there. Man. It's like throwing them in that bubble, you know, where you'd be like, ooh, that's what niggas is thinking? Ooh, all right, cool. Well, look, let me go ahead and put my little 2 cents in, you know, get that up out of me, you know?
Yeah. Okay, if this is where all of it's going, let me go ahead and drop my shit off, too. Yeah, it's like a trash chute.
Because where do you think Gen Z kids put their negative shit?
I just think they try to pretend they don't have it because it's...
And that's the problem.
Yeah, and then they're going to fucking implode. Yeah. They're going to go fucking crazy.
Yeah, because now
then they're going to start purging.
Everyone is an in-the-closet angry person.
Nigga!
Dude, my niece is 7. This was a year ago, so she was 6. I don't know what I said something about a person, and she was like, that person got canceled because they said the N-word. And I'm like, how do you even know what the N-word is? Aren't you like in first grade? Like,
yeah. TikTok teaches them everything. There's nothing.
She doesn't know what the N-word is and doesn't know why it's bad and doesn't know anything about like black. Like, she just knows that you can't say that word. And if you say it, you get canceled.
Yeah.
And like, so if anyone says it, they're automatically just Even if a black person says it, she's like, oh, they said the N-word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My my youngest daughter does not say it. She's 10.
Yeah.
It surprised me, too. She doesn't cuss. Like, I was surprised. I listen to them play video games and shit like that. She doesn't have it in her at all. They'll rob banks and shit in the game, but
yes,
they don't cuss.
Like cryptocurrency shit and hacking and all that stuff.
Yeah, but she's legit a good fucking kid, man. Like, I'm like, God, it makes me mad a little bit. You little fucking nerd. Like, but I'm like,
let Peanut be great.
Yeah. But some kids get out. Do you see the video that I sent you, the Roblox video?
Oh, so, my God, I buy my nephew Roblox gift cards. This motherfucker be buying islands and shit.
He
buys real
money.
Estate. Yeah.
Real money. These kids is in here doing something else, though. These some wild black kids that got hold of this shit.
No, where the ops be lurking at?
Where the ops be lurking, nigga?
On the stove.
Oh, yeah, true. Can't thank her. No, bro.
This was all quarantine in my house.
I'm off that lane, nigga.
I'm off that lane, nigga.
There go that op right there, bro.
There go that op right there, bro.
Right here, right here. Checking.
Checking.
Huh? Is somebody here?
Yeah. Popping.
Dang.
Boy, yeah.
I didn't even notice this was a feature in Roblox. I'm about to have to take this away.
Oh my God. I didn't know you could kill people on Roblox.
I didn't know you could either.
I want to kill some people now.
See? Right.
He said, nigga, where the ops be?
Ready up.
These kids.
What kind of hacks are these?
I don't know, but these kids.
I couldn't even figure out how to change my character's outfit.
They're amazing on there. And they know how to record. They know how to do the audio.
I'm scared, bro.
You went in the house.
Go somewhere.
Did you have on your mask?
That is hilarious.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
That shit was great.
That is so funny.
Like a scene out of Boys in the Hood, nigga.
Oh,
that shit was crazy, bro.
Yo, these kids really set up. I remember when I first started hearing that shit during the pandemic, man. My daughter would be on the laptop, and she's robbing banks and shit in Roblox. They would go fucking nuts, man. And they never talk like that, because I swear to God, I can hear my daughter throughout all the events and everything. They never talk like that.
But made it so funny, they was hype. Where the ops be? As soon as they shot him.
So
yo, I'm scared, nigga.
And
they ran in the house.
That's what I'm saying. Gen Z, they got it in them, man.
Yeah.
They got it in them.
They're funny.
Buying into that bullshit narrative on TikTok. Them other kids, they're on Discord. They're on the fucking video games. Like, the bad ones are in PS2 and Xbox and all that shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Those are like the older ones.
I don't sound young. Them kids sound young.
Yeah, I'm saying the Xbox kids are like a little bit older. And I feel like the phone app games and the iPad games, like Roblox, are more of the younger ones.
Yeah.
Because every kid has an iPad or something.
Or they're
like that.
On their parents.
Yeah.
Their parents are just giving
My nephew has his Face ID on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
He put it in himself?
He's six.
He put it in himself?
Mm-hmm. I gave him my phone one day to play a game, and the next day I saw him. He said, can I have your phone? I'm like, yeah. And he goes like this and unlocks it. And I'm like, you little piece of shit.
Because
how you do it.
Yeah, TikTok will show them.
They know.
How to do
the tech kids.
So now he just takes my phone and unlocks himself and starts. I have a whole little thing for him. All his little games.
It's like, it's a little bit better than it used to be. Because I remember there used to be a time when you would get your phone back from your kid and just data full. Like all pictures, like just little.
Oh, remember the spam era where people would spam your phone?
No, like, well, this is just your kid would get your phone and just take pictures of themselves. They would fill your phone with selfies of themselves just being silly. The other thing that's wild is that they will forward calls to voicemail.
Oh, yeah, they hit ignore.
Kids have no regard. Like, remember back in the day when you was a kid, you had to get off the phone if somebody called for your mom?
Yeah.
You could not click over. None of that shit. Kids don't give a fuck now. They will hit ignore
more than any mad girlfriend. Ooh. Faster than any, like, girl who's mad at her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So quick.
Hey.
They don't give a fuck.
Hey, Miss Pearl, you want to talk to my mom? Hold on real quick. Yo, this bitch called. Yo, let me call you back, nigga. I would talk, but my mom would get off. If I ever did that as a kid, it'd be
or
over.
They could listen on another phone, like another house phone.
Yeah, I remember those.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
That shit was funny.
Damn, man.
Thank God I was too young to like date back then. Like when that whole like house phone thing was like around, because yeah, that would have been bad.
I know, man.
That's crazy. That's dude.
So you were straight to cell phone, like boys were able to get right to you in your room.
Thank God. I was straight to like Sidekick. I think that was my first phone. I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
Remember the Sidekicks?
I remember Sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I was like in middle school, high school. And then iPhone started to come out.
Damn.
Straight to being able to send news.
Straight to it. I saw the birth of the internet. Like, I was there for that. Like,
wait, how old are you?
37.
You're not that old. You're only 10 years older than
but
me.
But you don't understand.
You know how much 10 years is in technology?
But 10 years in technology.
10 years
like,
in technology. Yeah. Eons, man.
Eons.
Like, yeah, because it's just like we watched the beeper evolve. You know what I mean? We watched that evolve from a thing that like only doctors and lawyers could afford.
And then it was in hood movies.
And then it was like...
Then it was for drug deals.
Well, in hood movies, yeah.
Certain kinds of... Because it was like, yeah, if you still had the one button pager that just showed numbers and codes, more than likely a drug dealer. Once they evolved to messages or voicemail, we saw the beginning of voicemail, which didn't make sense to us at the time. Voicemail... You would have to still get to a payphone to call your voicemail and listen to it and then return the call based on the message, which it was
That's too much work.
Crazy shit.
And this is before payphones, so you're walking around with quarters, you're wasting a quarter to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, always change shit.
All of that change. Yeah, that shit is fascinating.
Damn,
you know?
All that, bro.
What I can never like wrap my head around is how people used to get around using maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it.
Like, my map app, I get lost. Like, wow. I'll be turning, I'm like, oh shit, that wasn't the turn.
You ever had
like,
to print out directions?
You know why?
No, I can't even imagine.
You know
I
why?
Wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
MapQuest. Y'all have ADD. We weren't as, like, you can follow maps because it wasn't shit to do in a car but a little radio and just road. So it's like.
It's easy to focus. You can't focus.
Yeah, you can't, like, there wouldn't even be a thought if you were driving for 2 hours of, I wonder what else is going on.
Yeah.
Like, our minds were not that fast back then. We would just sit there and just...
I've painted my nails while driving.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if your job was just to spot when the Route 64 sign comes up, like, you could probably accomplish that. Yeah.
Ain't shit else to do, because I don't have a phone. So it's like, yeah, I came up in a different era. I did 6 years of the 80s. So yeah, the 80s was pretty wild.
Yeah, man.
The birth of everything.
Reading maps
when, AOL
was difficult.
Disc was coming in boxes of cereal.
Really?
Yeah. I used to get checks, right? And then they would have a game like Doom, but the checks version.
Yeah.
Cereal. So it'd be a little checks man. And you could put it on AOL.
You gotta click
your phone line to the computer and wait. And then you could play that game on the fucking keyboard. It was nigga. All that shit.
Did you have to buy your own first phone or your parents bought it for you?
I think my sister gave me her old Sidekick because she got the new one, and then that's how it evolved.
That's another thing that's weird about how kids get their first phones now.
Yeah.
It's usually, before they can even have one, they're getting someone else's old broken phone.
Yeah.
But they're learning.
Starter phone. It's like cars.
But that's what makes them so good, is kids now have to learn about ways to communicate without being fully connected.
Yeah.
So it's like iPhones... You don't have a service plan, but you still got access to the
iMessage.
App store.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, WhatsApp or Signal. And, you know, boom, they're up and running on an iPhone that's was supposed to be a brick. You know what I mean? And by the time they get one that's working,
oh
man.
Because my nieces are a couple years apart. So the older one has a line and the younger one has an old iPhone that just works on Wi-Fi. But the older one has hotspot. So when they go out, they're both their phones work because she'll give her sister hotspot.
Huh. That's crazy.
So regardless.
How many phones do you have now?
Just one, because I lose stuff.
Yeah.
This is brand new, because I lost my phone last week.
Yeah.
I didn't have a phone for 3 days. It felt nice.
You really are 16 in your mind.
Yeah. Have any of you guys ever been two cell phone people?
Nah. I only met girls with the bat phone.
Yeah.
And I got niggas that got the bat phone.
I had a second phone for work, and then it just got too crazy. Charging bolt, so I just fucking combined them. I'm like,
right.
I don't care.
That's why, and I had that once in my life.
I don't understand
people who voluntarily do that. Like, people who be like, you know, just regular street dudes. Like, yeah, I got one phone for the bitches and one phone for the homies.
Got a bat phone.
That's too much.
For me, I'm a booker. I'm a producer at SiriusXM, so I call a lot. And message a lot of people and their phone number. So, like, I'm getting calls all day from, like, numbers I don't have saved.
Mm.
So, it's like, if I know it's that phone, I know it's a work-related issue.
Oh, why? Yeah, work.
So, I deal with people's publicists and managers and interns and secretaries. So, I'm getting calls
all day. Talk that industry shit.
Yeah, so, it's, like, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because they also text and call you at odd times of the day,
odd
too.
Times.
So, it's, like, it's 11 p.m. Hey, sorry for the late notice, but... And I'm, like... it's 11 p.m. on a Sunday. Like, why are you texting me?
I do that shit. I do that because I hope it makes him think like, oh my God, this guy is impressive.
Yeah, no. I do it all the time.
This guy's working at 4 a.m. on a Sunday?
Because I got to let you know I'm thinking about you, and what about this money? So it's like, fuck all that shit. I like, when people tell me, like, I'm an asshole when it come down to, like, you know, like, booking a show or some shit like that. Yeah. But if it's about something that I had to audition, I don't care when you call me. It's like, all right, well, let me get on that.
See, I feel like if it was related to me and my work, I would be annoyed. Right. But because
you're just at work.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, don't fucking text me, Cory Booker's assistant, at midnight on a Saturday. What? Hey, sorry about this. You're not sorry, bitch.
I mean, sometimes they are. I know it happens to me. Like, if I get like emails or text messages now while I'm in here broadcasting and I forget to respond.
Yeah.
And then like later today, it might hit me. Fuck, I didn't respond to that text message. You know what I mean? And then I hit back, which I always feel like. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Mm-hmm.
Say it with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help get men stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable, gummy form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than going to the pharmacy.
Incognito.
So if you could benefit from a little extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. For more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for the listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code NNFA at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NNFA to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Like an asshole because like 7 hours has went by.
Hey, man.
And it's like, am I really that important that someone had to wait 7 hours to get a text response from me? And it's like, well, I was important.
Left on red is the greatest shit I've ever heard. I left them motherfucker on red.
I try not to do that.
Do you leave them on red? That's better than okay.
No,
or just leave them on red, bruh.
It's funny that you mentioned it. I actually have been dealing with like a kind of a stalker. And
talk about it.
He's also a comedian, which makes me so sad.
He's not a comedian. I'm legendary right now. How many? Nah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I will drop names after the show. So I met him like 2 weeks ago because we did a show together and he was like really nice, whatever. We exchanged phone numbers because we had the whole like weekend together and whatnot. He lives in LA.
Definitely not a comedian. <Just fine.
laughs> we're also doing something else together in Florida at the end of the month. So that's kind of why we're like, hey, let's stay in touch, whatever. Cool.
Oh, y'all on tour?
No, we're not on tour. It's a long story. So, he starts, he goes back to L.A. He was aggressively trying to hang out with me that weekend, but I wasn't having it.
Okay.
I was like, hey, no, I'm tired. Mind you, I, went to the cellar after that.
Okay, yeah. But I was straight tired. Lie to him. You know how it is, because you don't want to be in trouble.
I don't know this guy.
You don't know him, right?
And he was creepy. At one time, he, kept giving me drinks. And I was like, hey, man, no, I'm good. I don't want. And he was like, oh, why not? And I'm
crazy. So you left it on, where's the left on red part?
So he goes back to LA and he won't stop calling and texting me. Won't stop.
Okay.
And I literally was like, hey man, I'm really not comfortable. Can we please just keep it comedy, buddies?
Let's keep it comedy buddies. That shit crazy.
And then he literally texted me back an hour later and was like, so how's your day going?
Oh, damn.
And then calling me and hey, I called you. And I'm just like, hey man, I'm really not comfortable.
Now, do you think it's...
Because you left him on red.
No, he's texted me seven times in the past 3 days with talking to himself.
Do you think it's sexual or do you think he's just bad at being a friend?
No,
it's
creepy and sexual.
You think it's sexual?
Because my friend posted a picture of us and I reposted it on my story.
Okay.
And he texted me and goes, oh, that I'm not going to lie, your post made me really jealous. And I was like, oh...
Who are these motherfuckers you hanging out with?
No one. I met him in a green room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this guy. And then the cherry on top, I scrolled down to his picture. I'm like, let me see who this guy, and he's married.
Was it a good show?
Yeah, it was. I did the first 7 minutes.
That's all it was. It a good show, Jesus. At least.
Yeah, and the headliner.
Sense, man. Ain't nobody trying to fuck me when I came into comedy, right. Man. Ain't nobody.
It's crazy.
Everybody was just Senor Vail's here and we'll see.
I'm not mad.
I feel bad for y'all.
Shoot your shot, whatever. But if I repeatedly was like, I'm not comfortable. Like, stop. This is too much. And he's like, oh, how was your show last night? Because they had a show in Brooklyn the other night. And he was like, oh, how was your show? I saw your post.
Yeah, it is a lot. Like,
I could easily just like block him and be like, bro, fuck off.
No. That's right.
I'm going to see him. And
blocking,
it's gonna, you know?
Blocking is kind of like snitching. Yeah.
No, but also, I'm also going to see him.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, you gotta deal with that, you know what I mean?
That's really
like, you can't just block people. Like, you gotta let them stand up for
niggas.
Yourself.
I would
block chicks that I forgot who they were because I thought they was just crazy people.
Yeah,
and then they'd be like, they'd hit up other people to hit me up. Like, is Derek mad at me? Because you remember when we took that picture and we had the King of Staten Island and I signed the thing? And I'm like, oh, that's what fuck you. I thought you were just some crazy goofy fan that wanted to get Pete through me. And so, yeah, so blocking people does hurt niggas' feelings. Like, people hit, like, yo, man, you can't be blocking people like that.
No, I mean, you know what's
that's
funny.
I think after Florida, I'm going to block him.
Because
I kind of just wanted to just, like, whatever, like, vibe, I don't want it to be, like, awkward and weird. Like, just stay on your side of the green room and I'll stay on my side of the green room.
That's how you feel. It's going to be awkward.
It is, and I'm like, this guy's going to fucking kill me.
All right. That's where you better use them boxing tricks.
I'm about to say it's your whole boxer.
Yeah, but a gun is not going to do anything. When like,
in the green room?
Crazy.
He going to pull in the green room?
He's not crazy. He's just married. That's what happens to men after they've been married for a little while. How long have you been married? Probably don't know how to talk to women no more.
Yeah, he don't.
Like, because with your wife, you got to over-communicate like that. You got to... Like, he just come, how was your day? Is everything all right? Like, and it's coming across weird, but, like, that's what you got to do with American women. You got to.
I'm not American. I'm an Arab.
His wife is probably American. He just whipped into, how was your day, honey?
So he trying to do that shit with some potential side. He thought, like, yo, how was your day? And you like, no, he's back.
I'm honestly offended that he thinks I would talk to him.
Hey, babe. Like, welcome to the world. Welcome to
like,
comedy.
Like, wow. Like, I'm really not as, like, cool and hot as I thought I was. If this guy thinks he has a chance with me.
Here's the thing you got to realize. Only people that are ever going to give you props is ugly people. You ain't never seen a beautiful motherfucker tell another beautiful motherfucker you're beautiful and genuinely mean it.
Nope.
Ugly motherfuckers are here to worship people that look better. All right? So... understand your compliments are only going to come from people that you will not fuck. Like, that's like the dichotomy of the world. And then you'll go fuck somebody who won't compliment you and you'll be very upset. Why do you think so many married women do OnlyFans? Because the nigga that's their husband, he's busy. I don't have time to look at your stupid pictures, bitch.
Open my IG story.
I'm working.
She's all
Dang, Tempo!
With these goofy...
The niggas to God.
These goofy trolls, they're all like, I love you. Right? And like, you have to take... like,
shit.
Why do you think they used to have like eunuchs back in the day?
Yeah, no dickass having niggas.
Because while the man was out like conquering shit, he would be like, here, go entertain my wife for you because this
you
bitch
ain't got
needs
no dick, so I trust
But she needs it nonstop.
She needs
me. He's out conquering and expanding the empire. And she's like, will someone please tell me that I'm pretty in the castle?
And here come this
like,
dickless nigga, oh, babe, you Grand Rising Queen. Grand Rising, can I run your bath? How about some fruit? You want some pineapples?
Yeah, man. So... listen, marry the terrorist, but keep these simp niggas around.
Give me this plug music, nigga.
The terrorist thing, we give you a compliment. So,
he used to compliment me all the time.
Oh, shit.
All right,
holy
man.
Fuck. Go ahead, Dave.
DaveTempoComedy.com is the website, guys. No need for apologies, it's on tour. So, you know, the tour dates are there. Check out the link. Follow the page, NNFA Podcast. That's what it is, NNFA Podcast.
NNFA Podcast, yeah.
And you know, subscribe to the show, like, share, subscribe. And I think that's about it for right now. Oh, shirts available, podcastmerch.com, NNFA shirts. Every Sunday night is the Black Ass Comedy Show.
Boy,
last night was a fucking movie. Last night was ridiculous.
That's right, run it down.
Oh, okay, yeah, hoodies. You know what? I think I am getting the black and purple ones to go through the fall. So you guys should get that and match it up with me.
Me too.
DM me. You know, that goes real good with the black on black. So, Nina, where can the people find you? What you got going on?
Follow me on Instagram at Nina Carufa. Same thing for my TikTok. And that's pretty much the only social medias I have. So.
Okay. You got any shows coming up?
I do. I have a bunch of Greenwich.
In Florida. Go spots. See her in Florida. That's her last
Florida
show.
With some
She's
weird
going
nigga
to
that
get
she don't like.
Murdered.
I'm going to Qatar in December for the comedy festival.
You're going to Qatar?
Nice. Yeah.
That's fly. That's some fly shit.
I have a bunch at Broadway. You'll see all my posts on my stories.
There you go. Pick up yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, NNFA. Gotta tell y'all, Minnesota, Mall of America, 19th to the 22nd. Me and Dave are coming to the Mall of America to start the fucking Black Air Force One revolution. Understand me? Get your tickets now. I got the links up on my Instagram, and it's up on the House of Comedy Minnesota site right now. And Chicago, we finally made it. August 28th, the Lincoln Lodge Theater. Me and Dave is running that shit up. We're going to be in there doing the goddamn No Need for Apology stage. Get tickets
this.
For that, too. All my stories as well as in my bio. We working. All
we
right? No Need for Apologies coming at you.
We got to get this on one
And we
got to
get this
maps.
Shit.
Well,
we got to get this
You know, when to be on the map and then go around from Chicago to Minneapolis,
put on the floor real quick,
down to Tampa, and it's just, oh, NNFA is on door. I think you got to turn it off from the shoot, too.
Where?
You got to turn it off from the shoot, too.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Go ahead, you cut the music.
Cut the music.
Nina, what do you know about Black Air Force Ones?
I have a bunch.
Oh,
I
shit.
Don't like black, all black, though.
You don't? Racist. Why do you have them if you don't like them?
No, I don't have these. I have all the, like, other colors.
Oh, you don't like. So what's the
black?
What's the connotation with these?
What's going on with the black?
I just like color.
Oh, okay, fair enough. But black is all the colors. On the spectrum. If you mix them all together, black.
But
white
She's not a New Yorker, so this thing might not...
Well, like, we
you're not
explain
from
to
New York, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you don't have the stigma. People think that this is the shoe of the scumbag.
This shoe of the scumbag. This is the scumbag shoe.
This is the dirtbag.
I got to think of all my exes if they had these shoes or not.
Jesus Christ.
All your exes are scumbags?
All your exes?
No, no.
I have news for you, Nina. You can't just go all of them. No, 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 no.
Some of them.
I have news for you.
Then I got to question you. Like, babe, what's wrong with you?
I'm the common denominator for sure.
What the fuck happened? Holy shit.
I have bad taste in men, for sure.
Terrorists, the niggas who wear black Air Force Ones. You doing good, babe. You a hood chick. I fuck with you.
Yeah.
A rapper here and there, you know. I don't know. It'd be like that.
Wait. Dum, 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 dum.
Hood pussy.
You might have hood pussy. That's
I don't.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm Palestinian.
No. That's it.
Oh,
that's hood.
You're
right?
From there. Yeah, that's
bombs
more,
be going off.
Yeah,
way more than North Philly.
That's that good hood push.
Palestine actually might have more standing buildings than North Philly. It's pretty just per square foot per capita.
Oh shit!
It might be.
Oh no! Palestine better than North. Anyway,
I'm assuming you're from.
I'm from Southwest Philly. I'm not from that shithole.
Okay. I'm from Northeast Philly.
I'm not from that shithole North Philly.
I'm from the suburbs.
We're not like those people. Right, look. That's where I just go like full Muslim. We're not like those people over there. Just a whole civil war amongst Philly. Like, no. Like, you
but for what it is, I love the Muslims in Philly. Very cool, but still very
You should
strict.
Go.
Thank you. I go to Philly often. I have some friends out there.
What do you think when you go to West Philly, though? When you go to West Philly and you see...
I don't know exactly like where in
Philly. Black dudes confused with the big beards and they're like taking like Versace jeans and cutting ankles off.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about, huh?
You sound old.
Are you talking about Tone Trump?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Everyone has that vibe in Philly.
That's so
the freeway,
funny.
The Jack Frost, you know what I mean? It's
the
like.
Aki beard, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And they're very aggressive that I am right. I am right. Like, have you ever seen this video of Kevin Gates converting a dude to Islam in the car?
But that sounds fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I gotta see
you
this
please
shit.
Please find
if
this
we
video.
Could do that.
Once you said the Versace cut off, I'm like, he's talking about Tone Trump.
Yeah, at Philly dudes take the most expensive pants, cut the ankles up,
cut
and be like,
ankles.
I'm supposed to do this to
and
make
still
some
be
lot.
At the club.
You know what I mean?
Be at the club on Saturday.
Fresh Tims, but
fresh.
You know, like,
what's up, Pat?
And
what's going on?
Like, do you? Like, do you get where they're coming from, their understanding?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of Islam is very subjective, and it's very, like, what your interpretation is. So no one's right or wrong, really.
Right.
I mean, there are obviously some things that are black and white, but some of it is really just however you're vibing, really.
Okay.
And I think Tone converted later on in life, so it's different when it's all you know, and then it's when you learned, and then... your life like adjusted towards it.
I know, and they'll get mad. So, I know they always get mad when I joke about this. I always joke.
Do you?
I'm just an idiot.
I think it's funny.
That's Philly. Let me know what you think about this.
Hey, look, you repeat after me.
Oh, that's money back, yo.
Say Eshedu.
Eshedu.
Allah. Allah. Ilaha,
ilaha,
illallah, illallah.
He covered his mouth. He don't mean.
A Muhammadah.
He rapping.
A Rasulullah.
A Rasulullah.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That there is no God.
There's no God.
Worthy of worship.
Worthy of worship.
But Allah.
But Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Is his last.
You can say it if you want.
Last prophet.
No, man, just...
And messenger.
And messenger.
That's, you are Muslim.
Moneybag, you're a Muslim now. Good for Moneybag.
Does that?
Oh,
does
that's
that,
cute.
Does that count?
Yeah, it's very quick process.
Okay.
You literally just have to repeat that.
That's
okay.
What,
but people usually like go to a mosque.
It's like making
it
a login. It's like a login password.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Okay. Are you sure this is? We recommend a stronger password.
Put a number and a
and
letter
a, and a symbol
and a capital.
Two symbols.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, we recommend you don't use the same password as your homie, but. We can't tell you what to do, you know.
Oh shit!
That's really funny. That's cute, though. Is he
Salah
like
Salah Lakamak has been used? Salah Lakamak, you can't. That can't be a password. Salah Lakamak has been used a million times. You can't say Salah Lakamak.
No, you can't.
That's how niggas feel. Salah Lakamak. Oh shit! Yeah,
it's different though. It's different in Philly, but that's all I was introduced to. Bean pies,
yeah, there's a huge Muslim community
and
in Philly.
And
there's a huge Muslim community in Philly.
Huge. Yeah, they be coming to the comedy shows. I love them. And I did a mosque once. And
oh, God.
It was the best.
Did you?
It actually wound up being... It was very strict because they was praying to Mecca when I walked in. I can't shake the wife's hand, but niggas was laughing.
Where was the mosque?
In Philly somewhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a mosque in Philly. I think it was in one of them parts of Philly. Because the dude that seen me at the Laugh House, nigga, always in there with a suit on, and his wife is all wrapped up, and I went to go shake her hand. She was like, nah, nah, nah. And the food was
like
great.
She's recovering from BBL.
Not BBL. She had the Muslim garb. She was so funny.
She was all wrapped up and
she was all wrapped up and
she couldn't sit straight.
Like, I would shake your hand, but
my ass is bleeding.
She had to lean over.
That's so funny. But nah, man, it was a good show. I did a hot 35. Because what's the name? Jamal Doman hooked me up on the show. Shout out to my nigga Jamal.
So Jamal's LA. Muslim, though.
Yeah, he whole Muslim. So he was like, yo, I need you to do this show. And it wound up being great. So I've done a mosque. And it
That's awesome. Kind of have you ever done anywhere in the Middle East?
Nah, I haven't been out of over any water yet.
How was it over there, the comedy?
Oh, yeah.
I did a week in Palestine for the for the Palestine Festival last year. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I just did Dubai with Tony Woods.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun, too.
Tony do be getting over
Uncle
there.
Uncle Pop Pop.
Yeah.
Tony I love Uncle Pop Pop.
I That's was there for like Tony, 2 weeks.
Tony be coming to America and be like, man, fuck y'all. I love when Tony comes to the city. And like you ever see like you know you be hyped to see Tony, but Tony then been out the country speaking other languages and shit, and then he'll do a half ass job here, and then just be like, nigga, fuck yeah, I'll be all
right. Tony Woods is the reason why I had to go to the emergency room because I got bit by an orangutan.
Holy
in Dubai.
That's not about right.
And Tony will say a story that's so fucking not true.
What does he say?
That it was my fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was his fault.
What happened?
Did he tell the orangutan to bite? Like,
no, but it was like a whole thing, and I got bit by the orangutan. I got like 9 shots, like rabies. And
hold on.
Stuff.
You're yada 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 in the story.
Yeah,
what
man.
Happened?
Yeah,
what
you gotta
happened?
Speak up.
I got to Dubai, and I'm like, I want to see like lions and tigers and stuff. And I'm like to one of the producers, I'm like, you need to hook me up. You need to find me somebody rich that has these fucking animals because that's all I want to do here. I want to see animals.
Yeah, this is
like
fault.
Up close.
This is already fault.
I met some guy, and he was like, I have a connect with some animals that you can see up close, right? But I could tell the guy had a crush on me.
Hold on. Stop. What the fuck? Wait, who's the guy? Where you met some guy like out at lunch or
no,
what?
No, like, he was a mutual friend of one of the producers of the show, and he had hung out with us a couple times.
So you guys are,
but he doesn't even speak English. Like he's.
Oh my God, you are throwing so many weird. Because you're in Dubai for a week.
Right? I was there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. So day one, you meet this guy?
No, like third or day one, I told the producer because he was like, let me know if you guys want to do any excursions. I'll help you guys book it. I'm
so
like, I want to see lions.
Guy.
You said you
want
to see lions?
I want an animal connect.
Okay.
So I met another guy, like, in part of that crew. He was like, I have an animal connect.
And, okay. And he, you, but he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
You guys are hanging out, yeah. Having lunch.
Having, or... He was just, like, out with us, at, like, after the party.
And then he goes,
yeah, I have an animal connect.
The guy next to him, and that guy goes, he just said he's
no, but I speak Arabic, so okay. It was me and him all right.
But I didn't even bring up that he don't speak English.
Well, because Tony didn't want to come with us, and I forced Tony to come.
So okay, this is your fault.
Because I didn't want to go alone with this guy.
Okay.
So I'm like, Tony, get in the car. He was like, where are we going, Shorty?
Trust Arabic,
and I'm like, we're going to the zoo. And he was like, I don't want to go to the zoo. I'm like, get in the fucking car, Tony. We're going to the zoo.
Okay.
Mind you, we get there, and Tony's like, this is so cool. I'm so happy I came. Right.
Okay.
So we're walking in.
Hold on. Wait. Just one question. So you guys went to a zoo.
It was like a private zoo, though.
Because I was about to say, this motherfucker act like she went on an excursion. Like, she was like, I don't know where to find animals. No. You could use your phone and look it up was, zoo.
But yeah, but you can't go to the zoo and pet a lion. Like,
So you got
VIP at the zoo.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was a private zoo. It was close to the public.
Cool. Because
they were still building it.
I'm mad you tried to yada yada through all this shit. Is bizarre. All right, go ahead.
So we get there, and the orangutan's just like doing its thing, right? And the guy was like, so Tony's playing with the orangutan, right? And he's like, and she's kissing him, and they're dancing.
I think I do remember seeing him post these shits on Instagram too.
So then I could tell, like, well, it kind of wasn't Tony's fault. Now that I'm thinking about
Jesus, all your fault. Fucking Christ,
whatever. So I'm like, so I'm asking the guy, I'm like, can I carry the orangutan? And he was like, yeah. So he comes to bring her to me, and Tony's like recording, but I feel like Tony pissed her off. I don't know how, but in my mind, he pissed her off.
Probably say he didn't want to commit.
So the monkey fucking bites me. And I'm a boxer, so I'm like, cool, calm, collected, right? And I'm like, she's biting me. And the guy's like, no, she's not. She's playing. And I'm like, no, man. So he sees. So then he, like, pulls her off of me. And she had bit my arm. But it kind of just looked like a hickey.
Oh, all right.
And it wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay.
So then, whatever, we go to our hotels, whatever. I shower, I get dressed. We went to Eddie Griffin's show that night. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I wear hijab, so I wear long sleeve. But I had, like, a button down, so, like, it was tight, right? So later on, we're going to the Waldorf for drinks, and we're telling Eddie the story about the monkey. And he goes, oh, let me see your arm. I'm like, oh, no, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But when I lifted up my arm, I hadn't looked at it for, like, 10 hours. My whole arm was, like...
It had orange hair coming out.
It was... I'll show you a picture. It was disgusting.
You was turning into a fucking orangutan.
So Tony was like, that don't look too good, Shardy. I'm like, yeah.
Say that one more time.
That don't look too good, Shardy. That don't look too good, Shardy. That's a bad Tony Woods, but yeah. So then I went to the ER, and I got look at some tests, and I don't have AIDS or anything like that.
Well, the moral of the story is this was absolutely your fault. It was like, nothing was Tony's fault.
I feel like Tony bothered the monkey, though.
And if I didn't question it, she was going to sell this story.
Yeah.
She was going to sell it. See, this is why you got to cross-examine women when they start blaming men for anything.
So then the guy comes to me. He was like, okay, do you want to see the lions? And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
This is also
see,
why.
See, I did learn from my mistake. After I got bit by the orangutan,
hard lessons.
I was like, I'm good, man. Thanks.
Hard
now
fucking
I see
lessons.
Why terrorists would just have eunuchs around their women. Sit here and listen to these dumbass stories. Like, you know how women be like, I almost died. And you be like, okay, tell me. And then be like,
but I have a video of her biting me too.
Girls be checking. My girl tell me she almost died all the time, right? And I be like, all right, what happened, right? She's like, yo, man, I was driving and then like this rock hit the windshield.
Remember
and
that
I
joke like, Patrice used to say?
Whoa. And I'm like, where did the dying part come in?
But like, in the moment, like, we're scared.
It could have, like,
it
if I
went.
Didn't stop. Like,
you remember Patrice said, when I talked to my girl, I told her to start a story at the end. Somebody got shot. All right, go ahead. Tell me the rest of the story.
Yeah.
That's the most genius shit. Start at the end.
And that's what she got us with.
I did start at the end. I said I got bit by a monkey.
You said it was Tony's fault.
And that's why she got us to listen to the story.
Yeah.
She said, I got bit by a monkey, which, to be honest with you, didn't impress me. But when she said Tony Woods did it, I'm like, okay.
All right. That's what it was.
That means it's basically the story. I just got bit by an orangutan. It was really that.
But you blamed a whole nother nigga for it. That's why I'm like, I want
to
know.
I had to cross-examine. Yeah, because Tony, he getting up there. I don't need nobody Cosby and Tony Woods.
Yeah, man. You was going to leave us on red.
Not Cosby and him, but it hits his
form. That's what I felt was going to happen. I thought it was going to go, we went to the Eddie Griffin show and seen that the monkey was opening up. And I didn't realize he was getting money like that. So when I looked at my arm, I'm like, yo, this shit is bad. And that nigga bit me. I need to check.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
check. No, I'm fucking.
I was honestly, when I, like, because the guy was like, you know, you don't sue people in Dubai. I'm like, well, the bite's not that bad.
Oh, like, shit.
It yeah. was bad, though.
Yeah.
For like a couple, like a week.
That is wild, wow. man.
You tell amazing stories.
Thank you so much. I think you're being sarcastic, but
you tell them, hey, Nina, you tell amazing goddamn
stories.
My life's
not that interesting.
Nina, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think very carefully.
I need you
about
to critically think.
Yeah, has there ever been a time in your life you should have apologized?
But you didn't.
Yes. Blaming Tony was for my monkey butt. I will text him later and apologize. I'm going to FaceTime him in the lobby.
That's the end. I can't go nowhere after that. We're at the 58-minute mark, baby.
I'm going to FaceTime Tony Woods right now.
Oh,
and we'll,
shit.
We'll chat.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm apologize to him.
Oh, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. Oh. This is fucking hilarious, man. Tell the people where they can find you again if they're looking for you online, love.
Find me at Nina Carufa.
Nina Carufa. Right,
spell the last name for me one more time.
K-H-A-R, and then I'll pop up.
Yeah, but just, like, take it easy, fellas. Obviously, she's been through a lot of shit in the DMs, so...
yeah, a lot of shit.
She can take a lot more.
Stalkers and... she done got bad monkey and lived to sort of tell about it, so she can take a whole lot more shit, ladies and gentlemen. And she boxes. And she's a COVID boxer.
Yeah,
so
she's got endurance.
She want all the smoke. Understand me? She want the smoke. She want the smoke. Her foot healed up. She ready to go.
But do check her out. Shit, are you going to chronicle your fights coming up? Like, when is the fight?
Maybe December, January.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Okay.
So, coming up.
Yeah.
I hope. I want you to get in shape. I want to see that fight, man.
Thanks.
Will it be? Where will it be?
I'll probably live stream it.
No, but will it be in New York or in another city?
I have no idea.
Oh, you're still in the early stages of setting this shit up. Well, that's dope, man. I think we can do support, man. Yeah. You know, man, go ahead, dude. Maybe we can get you some Black Air Force Ones to train in or some shit like that.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Dylan, tell the people good night, man.
Man, peace out, guys. At Dylan J. Negri, come to Black Ass Comedy Show every Sunday.
There you go.
Sunday. All right, Derek, say goodbye to the people.
At the great boy, TheGreatBoy.
And you know it. I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms where it really matters. Thanks for tuning in. Bam.